This is Al Simpson. What a stunning tribute that was to Ronald Reagan at the Republican convention. Ted Kennedy and I will face off after this. Ted, just like he's done her for two terms, Ronald Reagan really wowed him again last night. The Reagan-Bush presidency leaves us a legacy of success that is unequaled. Over the last 5 years, the U.S. economy has rung up 4.5 million new jobs, all of them paying over $600 a week. Unemployment, the average rate for 1988 is under 5.6%. That's an accomplishment spanning six consecutive years. The greatest gains have been made by women. Nearly two-thirds of all jobs created since 1980 are held by women. The median weekly earnings of women have grown 50% over those of men. Foreign policy, ceasefires in the Iran-Iraq war, in Angola, South Africa, Afghanistan. We've ratified the INF Treaty. The Reagan-Bush policy of peace through strength has worked. Tough to give me credit, though, ain't it, Ted?
Al, President Reagan proved again last night that he's still the grand old man of the grand old party. I may disagree with him on some issues, Al, but no one denies that Ronald Reagan has succeeded in restoring the power and prestige of the office of the presidency, and he deserves credit for that. Ironically, Al, that's also the reason why Governor Mike Dukakis has such broad appeal in the country. He has the strength, the competence, and the vision to address the challenges that have piled up in the past 8 years. Nostalgia for the past can't lead us to the future, Al. That's why there's such an obvious parallel between 1960 and 1988. Then as now, after a time of reaction and retreat, America is ready to move ahead. Democrats are finally reclaiming our heritage as the party of growth, the party of strength, and the party of hope. And that's a winning prescription in 1988, Al. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on George Bush in New Orleans. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.